You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening, world. Thanks again for tuning into our podcast,
Closet Conversations.
We are live inside of Podcast Detroit's new downtown studio, and we are hosts.
I'm Berkeley.
And I'm Chrissy Mack. We are talking entrepreneurship.
Yay, entrepreneurship. Tonight's guests include the newly elected Tiffany Tilley. Congrats to you, boo.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gaining a seat within the State Board of Education. She'll talk more about that. Next, we have Bernard Bentley, the owner and designer of Love Life Swagger, whose showroom is located in lovely downtown Detroit. We are thrilled to have a chef, y'all. Not just a regular culinary artist, but this young lady focuses on a paleo primal lifestyle. I have no idea what that is, but she will explain. She is the paleo princess, Lady Terrell. And lastly, we are waiting on, she will be coming in any second, the owner of Top Shelf Bartini. Yes, the mobile bartenders, Ricky Barnett. So she can bless us with her presence. And we got some red sangria and white sangria mixing, y'all. So let's dive in and inspire.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
First, we want to congratulate you again, Tiffany Tilley.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tiffany, I can just say that she's like a super hard worker. She's been going at this political game for a minute, and it's an awesome and amazing blessing just to see her, you know, achieve a seat. And she is a difference. And, you know, she'll tell you a little bit more about the seat on the State Board of Education.
Before I do that, I remember when you wouldn't vote.
I didn't. My vote does not count. Like, what's really going to happen? Like, please. Wow.
I tried to get you to vote for years. And thank God you finally came around. It wasn't me, though. It was Obama.
Okay. Hey, Obama. Hey, President Obama. I voted.
Nice.
So what is the State Board of Education for those of us that don't know?
Well, the State Board of Education is the body that's over K through 12 in Michigan, as well as some of the colleges and universities. The most important thing that we're about to embark on is hiring a new superintendent. And that person will implement all of the policies in all of the schools statewide. So it's very important. Right now, the current board is 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans. So with the blue wave that came to Michigan, we changed the demographic of the board. Sweet. And so now it's 6 Democrats and 2 Republicans.
All right, now.
Which nice. We're nice. So excited about that, because we want to make sure that the superintendent has the values that we have and that really cares about our children.
I love it. I love it. You know, Jessely is for the kids. Berkeley is for the kids. Love the kids. So do you have any, like, entrepreneurial spirit? I know that you were into real estate. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. I'm an MBA. So I have a business background just with my education, but I've had a marketing company and I'm a realtor. So I do real estate. I used to work in real estate development. So the real estate development firm that I worked for actually was over the development of the new stadium, the Little Caesars Arena.
Okay.
And I also represented the largest affordable houser in Michigan, helped $9.9 million go into Pontiac last year to renovate a couple of the communities up there. And, you know, I've been able to do financial analysis and recommendations on multi-million dollar entities.
Okay.
And I've been able to help the average everyday person acquire a home, which is awesome as well.
Absolutely.
Wow. You've been really busy.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yeah, God is good. God Absolutely. Is good.
Yes, he is. Sweet. Do you have any inspiration? Like, what inspired you to, like, run for political office?
Wanting to make a change, and that's so cliche, but before Obama started saying it, I wanted to make a change. I believe I'm a change agent.
Okay.
Wanting to make a difference in my community and wanting to help people. I've been through so much in my life, and just wanted to kind of, it's kind of corny, but just kind of wanted to hug the world and not wanting other people to go through some of the things that I went through. So, and then also I've worked in the schools, I've worked with the babies, which, you know, and got a chance to see what they go through in their everyday lives. You know, I've had babies that couldn't read. Babies that behavior was so bad because they couldn't read. And being able to work with one child specifically and her behavior totally changing because she got one-on-one attention from me. And knowing that working with her, helping her to read, helping her with some of the personal issues that she was going through in her life, maybe that changed the course of her life forever. And not only her life, when you touch somebody's life and you change that person's life, you can change generations.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. I agree. Well, yay. We thank you for that.
Thank you.
Next, we have Lady Terrell, the Lady Paleo Terrell. Princess.
Nice.
Talking to the mic. Is she good? Okay.
Okay.
So, Lady Terrell, I mean, what is paleo? What is paleo primal? Like, what is it?
Okay, basically, paleo is short for paleolithic diet, which means the caveman diet, the way that humans ate before civilization, before they started mad production of food. So,
okay,
my foods are grain-free, gluten-free, soy-free, non-GMO, non-processed, and I don't use any refined sugars in my meal. Now, the difference between paleo and primal. With a primal diet, you are allowed dairy, which paleo does not. They do like a lot of coconut milk, you know, different things like that. On a primal diet, you allow grass-fed dairies and dark chocolate and wine, which I love.
Yay,
so
dark
that's
wine.
Why I went with that, and they don't bother me. So that's the difference between the two. And I just basically recreate gourmet meals using all natural ingredients.
Nice. So what's the difference in like what your ingredients are versus like organic?
They're just more natural. They're not, they don't go through the process.
Okay.
So, like, I don't use, like, white flour or wheat flour. I use, like, almond flour, tapioca flour, coconut flour, different things that come from the earth, which are more natural.
Right. Okay. So, is it sort of like people that, would possibly, like, eat the food that you make? Is it kind of like vegan?
No, we're totally different from vegan.
Okay.
Like vegans and vegetarians, like they consume grains, beans, different things like that. We do not. And the reason for that, because like for me personally, I suffer from sarcoidosis. So grains contribute to like inflammation. So that's the reason I don't eat that. And most people eat a paleo or primal diet or keto doesn't consume those ingredients.
Okay.
So your lifestyle, the paleo lifestyle or diet that can enhance people's lives that may be affected with autoimmune disease.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. How were you like exposed to that? Because, I mean, most black people,
I got diagnosed with sarcoidosis. That's what made me venture off and try to find different remedies, I guess, to help myself as far as being on medication. Like last year, the doctors put me on prednisone and I gained weight. And since I've been off of the prednisone, I lost over 20 pounds.
Okay.
And
so you said it's sarcoidosis?
Sarcoidosis.
What exactly is that?
Sarcoidosis is an autoimmune disease that attacks your body.
Okay.
So it's similar to like rheumatoid arthritis, like it can cripple you, different things like that. And I found that a lot of that comes from the foods that we consume. You know, like it's been times that my arm been stuck in a, you know, like in a position I couldn't move. And it's because something that I ate. And I can see like with people who have arthritis, who are crippling, whatever.
Right.
If you're steady and packing that food in your body and it's never getting no let up or you know, it's not getting any let up, it's going to stay like that. And that's how people become crippled, like with rheumatoid arthritis on their hands and arms and different things like that affect their joints because they don't know. They're not educated on what foods can do to their bodies.
Okay.
I like that you use the word educated because that was my next thing. Like, how do you plan? I know you have like tons of goals, restaurant and you're going to be at, what is the showcase downtown?
Noel Nights. December 1st, I'll be selling paleo desserts.
Nice. Mm. So this is a healthy dessert, y'all. Like, you can come and indulge and eat like
and
20 of them like me and be like, hey, I'm
but
cool.
You know what? I'm going to say that, too, because that's a lot of people think, too, when they think something is more healthier, I can eat a lot. It still has carbs. So if you eat a lot, you still can gain weight.
Right.
But it just, it won't affect you, like far as making you hurt if you have a autoimmune deficiency.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of, I know my friends especially don't know, you know, all of these different new diseases and stuff that are coming. And yeah, changing your diet, excuse me, can, you know, assist with that. So when you talk about education, again, like, how do you plan to educate? Because again, like, I didn't know anything about a paleo diet until, you know, you venture into it. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, this stuff, I hate to say it, like, you know, white people kind of know about. So to be a black person and you know. Sorry, Dave.
I don't know about a lot of things.
Oh. Are you familiar with the paleo primal diet?
Actually, I am, but just because a friend of mine does it.
Okay.
And it's,
okay.
as you said,
and it's almost like
the whole
vegan CrossFit thing. If you wait 5 minutes, she tells you all about it.
Well, with the keto diet, it's quite similar, but with the keto diet, that's more like, to me, in my opinion, like a diet. You eat a certain amount of different foods that are allowed in, I guess, like paleo. You eat a certain amount of foods a day.
Okay.
As far as paleo, you can eat however much you want to eat, but it got to be like just all natural foods.
Okay. So with comparison to the two, which one do you think is more beneficial to?
I think that the paleo and primal diet is more realistic.
Okay.
And I think that's like when people go on diets, that's why like paleo primal is a lifestyle change.
Okay.
This is where you're going to eat forever. You know, like if you're going to like a diet, a lot of times when people go on diets, they eat it for a certain amount of time and then they go back and sit on ways and then you get back the same results, like what put you in a cramp in the first place.
Okay. Gotcha.
So your plans to educate, maybe I missed that part. I was indulging
in
a little bit of white wine.
Do demonstrations, seminars, cooking shows, just constantly just educating people on what it is, just so they can know how foods really affect their bodies.
Exactly. Okay. Nice. Very interesting.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Who do we have over there on his phone? Mr. Bernard Bentley of Love Life Swagger. What is Love Life Swagger? I mean, that jacket is definitely swagged out, I will say.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Love Life Swagger is a lifestyle brand, clothing, showroom, way of life, mantra. It's a lot. We have a showroom downtown Detroit at Gratiot. We've been there almost a half a decade. It'll be 4 years on Thanksgiving.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's sweet. Hey.
That's what's up.
So, yes. Yeah, 4 years of being in business, downtown at least. Right now we're going through like a makeover, a whole new makeover of like products. We like have partner with a new manufacturer in Pakistan that's like
nice.
Helping us redevelop the brand.
Okay.
And make some other products like, you know, dress shirts, blazers, leather jackets, and things of that sort.
Okay. So more of a casual versus street. Urban.
Yeah, more of like a luxury street art. It's still gonna be like urban, but it's just more gonna be a little bit more luxury with it.
Sweet.
So like we're doing some satin dress shirts with gold buttons.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
sounds right. That sounds real nice.
We're kind of like taking like the whole Fendi Versace road and like kind of combining like luxury items with street items.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Luxury versus street luxury meets
mixed street.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
If you look at some of the new campaigns with like Fendi, they merged with Fila. If you look at some of the Versace stuff, they have like commercials and train stations in New York. So it's like going more, more street urban luxury.
Right.
So we're just kind of like adapting to that. But also it's really been something that we've been because we redeveloped our store 2 years ago. We have like a street art luxury type feel. We have a concrete floor. We have
a chandelier. I love the graffiti and the wall
and
mural. I love it. I love it. If you have not been, please. Just
definitely.
Walk past the store.
Stop
you'll be inspired.
Nice. We have a lot of new products, a lot of things that we have in store for Black Friday and Thanksgiving.
Oh, Black Friday. Okay. So you're going to have a sale?
No, we'll have all new products. Probably won't be on sale. We're actually like redeveloping our price structure, so probably won't be on sale. We'll have like limited quantity. Things will be numbered and things of that sort. So it'll be like a great deal. some of our older products would be on sale, but our new items won't.
Okay.
I love it. That's so fair. To start a clothing line, I mean, I'm in the fashion game. I've been doing this for forever. But yeah, like how much money do you think that you need to start your own line? Because I know everyone, or there's a lot of young people that are inspired by fashion and want to be a designer. And like, who was your inspiration and how much money do you think that you really need?
To really start with the information that I have and the, I guess, relationships and information. You need about, to really start and have a whole line, you need probably about $1,500 to start, to get like at least five products made, manufactured, trademarked, make a website, you know, develop the logo, everything. About $1,500.
I wish somebody would tell me that.
What I paid, $10,000 to start.
Right.
I had no clue what I was doing. I paid $3,000 for a website, you know. $1,000 for t-shirts. I spent too much money. But now with the new process of like some of my manufacturers, I know how to do sampling, tech packs, design sheets. So you can get a sample made fairly cheap. It's just the shipping you got to pay for.
Okay.
So I think $15 can get you five products, logo, design, website, $1,500 to $2,000.
Mm. Nice. Do you have a design background? Because I mean, you speaking of techs and specs and, you know, the tech packs and stuff, like, you know, were you trained in this or did you learn around along the way?
No, somebody named Danielle, I guess I'll just say her name.
Okay. Hey, Danielle.
Somebody from Danielle from the Al Wasam brand took me under her wing and taught me all that stuff like or 10 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
And so I learned from the Al Wasam brand.
I love it. I love
it. Danielle, right?
So if you're interested in fashion, you do not have to necessarily go to FIT in New York, which is always great. But, you know, people have talent that can, you know, mentor you. So, hey, don't limit your dreams.
Don't limit
like
your
he's
dreams.
Out here
nope.
doing it, you know?
Most definitely.
Exactly.
And then you'll have like student loans like me. All right. Do you offer any like classes or anything for the community?
You know what? I don't right now, but I am putting together something to teach people and actually give them the resource to start a clothing line. There's one thing like going to a seminar, they tell you, oh, you can do this. And, you know, I met with like Damon John this summer from FUBU. Mm. And he was, you know, talking about how he started. He spent his wheels for a long time, spent a lot of money, wasted money. And like nobody really tells you. Well, people tell you what to do. They don't ever necessarily give you like. Like, if you're going to tell me I can go overseas and do it, well, give me the manufacturer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start a class where I'm going to show people and then actually give them I'm going to give them everything except for the money. I don't got the money to give you, but I'll give you the relationship.
Absolutely.
Show you what to do with the relationship and everything for like a small nominal price, but you know.
Okay, cool. We'll be like a $300 fee.
Something like that. I'm thinking under $1,000.
Okay.
Right. But you're definitely going to give them the guidance that they need to.
Yeah.
Move
I'm
going to
give them the relationship
the
with the bank.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We're going into finance.
The manufacturing. All right. Tell them the terms.
Okay.
What the tech sheets, line sheets, all that stuff is. And then kind of just really give them like the meat and potatoes of like what they need, what this does, and why you need it. And then I know a couple of like nonprofit banks that, you know, don't look at credit score that will help potential people. And another thing, it really is the business plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
right.
Actually the first thing they need.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the foundation.
That's the foundation. Mm-hmm. So business plan, manufacturing, logo, just kind of help them with the whole process. So that's why it might be a little bit more than 300 because you'll need the good business plan to get the loan.
Right. But mine will be around 300 though. I want my discount. And I mean, he's really doing it, y'all. I've seen his numbers. I've seen his sales, his invoices to stores. Like, he's one of my inspirations. So, like, definitely And Ricky comes through with the Love Life Swagger sweatshirt. Let's go.
That is really, really nice.
All right.
I love Top Shelf Martini.
Okay. And yes, moving on to Top Shelf Martini right here.
Top Shelf Martini.
Right now we're on a little bit of sangria, just something light, you know. This is the owner of Top Shelf Martini, Ricky Barnett, and she is going to explain what is Top Shelf Martini, because you do come through with the drinks, but... You know, you could just be a friend that just like to bring drinks. They don't know that this is your business, you know?
Well,
exactly. Top Shelf Bartinis is a mobile bartending service. We provide alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages from weddings, birthday parties, baby showers, pop-ups, anything you can name that provide beverages. We custom make our mobile bars. So we're kind of different from the other mobile bartending companies. So for the most part, we really don't like to set up tables. Our specialty is our custom made bars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've seen that. I've worked one, y'all. I'm a little hustler, a bartender. And I came into this event at, was it Club Hoss? And I'm like, oh, wow, this is their bar. She's like, no, girl, he just spray painted it and put the knobs on it. I'm like, the glass top. I'm like, oh, this is real. She's serious about this. Okay, y'all.
Right, right.
So your custom made bars, are they mobile as well? Or you take that and put it in a car and take it to the venue?
Well, it all depends on the size. We can make where you can fold it up, put it in your car, as big as put it in a U-Haul truck.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it all depends on the amount of people that you want to accommodate to the smallest amount.
Mm. Nice, nice. Okay. So, Ricky, as far as you like first starting out, like did you go to bartending school? Did you take bartending as a trade, or did someone, you know, kind of guide you into bartending? Like, did you learn from someone, or did you actually attend bartending school?
Well, actually, I was exposed to the alcohol industry from a good friend.
Okay.
So I started sampling with Seagram's Gin, Martell. And maybe after a decade, I went to a food truck rally, and
okay.
I noticed that it wasn't any beverage companies. So from there is when I came up with the vision of a mobile bartending company. So from there till 2016,
okay,
I did about 5 years of research, and I noticed that it was maybe one beverage, mobile beverage company, Bevy. Shout out to Bevy.
Hey, Bevy.
Hey, Bevy.
Located in Ann Arbor. I okay. said, well, we need something in the city.
Right.
And that's when I created my vision, opening day with Love Life Swagger.
Hey. I love the collaborations. It's all about collaborating.
Yes. So I invested $850.
Mm.
I took okay. a paycheck. He wanted to entertain his consumers, his customers, and we gave out complimentary cocktails for 10 hours.
Mm.
And from there, I was able to make $1,100.
Oh, wow.
So not only did we put this together within maybe a week, 5 days, no sleep. From business cards, banners, LLC, text ID, T-shirts, we did it.
Nice.
And
nice.
From there, it's been nothing but blessings.
Oh, absolutely. Sweet. Wow.
And she's so professional. Are there any like celebrities or names that we could throw out there? Because I know you do your little thing in Vegas and LA. Do we have to keep those private? Like they right. fly her to be a bartender, y'all.
I've worked with Steven Jackson, retired from the Patriots. I've worked with Al Harrington, Viola, shout out to Viola, and a host of others.
Nice, nice.
Nice.
Sweet. I love it. I love it. So, you know, we got to get into a little bit of the nitty and gritty, like, haters and lovers. I mean, as an entrepreneur, I always have some haters and I have some lovers. And sometimes my haters are like family members and close friends. And
terrible.
It's like, damn, what happened? You can't buy, you know, you supporting all these other people. You can't buy T-shirt, sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything custom, you know. Spend $25, $40 with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Any competition?
Yeah, who's your competition? Yeah, Ricky.
I'm not going to really consider it competition because I'm my own competition.
All right.
I look at it when the Motor City, Detroit, is room for everybody to be successful, okay, make the coins, mm-hmm, and maybe sometimes collaborate. I have reached out to some companies. I'm not going to state any names.
Right.
To try to collab or, you know, get together. And no response. Maybe gotten blocked before. But
wow. Unblocker.
We're not going to mention any names, but like I say, I don't have any haters, no competition but myself.
All right.
That's pretty confident.
That's that Gemini there.
Most definitely. Two sides, the good Gemini and the great.
Hey. Lady Terrell, any competition, any haters, anybody said, oh, you don't know what you're doing, paleo, this.
No, like, one's going to eat that.
Right. It's nasty.
Right.
No, and I think the reason is because I actually work at a transition center and I run the cafe. Well, I'm the head culinary chef at the cafe at the school that I'm at. So far as what is considered regular, people already like my food. So this is just something new that I'm introducing them to, you know, okay, just a different way of enjoying food.
Okay.
But I don't feel that I have any competition or haters or nothing like that.
Well, that's good.
A nice little confident role. Real estate guru, politician extraordinaire. Any haters?
Do I have any haters in politics?
That's a no-brainer, right?
Big ups to all my haters. Hey. Yeah, I mean, you, of course, I don't look at people as competition. A lot of times when people try to treat me as competition, it boggles my mind because I don't think that way. And then I go into the thought process, but if I did, you're not my competition. Mm. But I think that it's enough room for everybody to shine.
It absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
So I've helped to develop a lot of leaders. That's what it's really about. It's not even just about you shining. It's about you helping other people to shine. So
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mr. Love Life Swagger.
Love
I'm
Life
sure
Swagger.
You got some haters somewhere.
I do probably have some haters, and I won't say no names either, but I do have competition for sure. I think like a lot of the Detroit brands, because I am from Detroit and I'm based in the heart of Detroit, so I think I kind of somehow compete with a lot of like the bigger brands that have the word Detroit in their name. Mm. so it could be just, you know, whatever Detroit brand that could be. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my competition. but that's why I'm like redeveloping the brand.
Okay.
To kind of get rid of my competition,
because
there's really no street brands from Detroit making, you know, leather jackets or making, you know, satin dress shirts.
Too.
Huh?
I said, I like your jacket.
Oh, thank
sweet.
You. Thank you.
That is very nice. Red is my favorite color, by the way.
So. So I wouldn't say I have any haters, because actually what I've actually been able to do is I've actually partnered with a lot of the bigger name brands in Detroit, like my homeboy District 81.
Ty
District 81. That's like that's actually one of the key people that helped me start. Like,
I love Ty. He's so resourceful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, resourceful. I mean, he's still helping me today, but now I can actually help him as well. So we help each other.
I love it.
But he always helped me, and then, you know, my homie over Fame over at 313 on Jefferson. Partnered with him a lot. Zaina, which is around the corner from me at
Spectacles.
She helped me out in the beginning and
love
still helps
Zaina.
Me now. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my competition I really do business with, and we're like, even though we're like still competition, we still respect each other and still spend money with each other and help each other make money, even though we're still competition.
I love it.
And it's always that camaraderie, but it's still like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, we try to help each other. So, you know, like I said, my only competition is some of the Detroit brands that kind of like probably don't want to partner or do anything. But I'm taking myself out of that box.
I love it. I love it. Hey, mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Any other questions? you know, I can get personal real quick. Like, love life, we're so busy. We just went from business to personal. Okay,
this conversation.
Closet conversations comes out.
Ooh, love life. That sounds
love good. Life. We're that so busy.
And yeah, we know you guys are so busy. That do so, sound good. You know.
Can you tell me about this brand right here that I have on?
Oh.
Let me see if I can selfie this.
Fug Love?
Yeah, oh.
That says there Fug Love.
Oh, wow.
All right.
What's the meaning behind that? Just what it says?
You know what? I had a little small stint in 2016 where I had some bad relationship. A bad relationship. And I kind of like made a line behind it. So I had a shirt that said Valentine.
Okay.
I had a shirt that said, it was an army fatigue shirt though. Mm. So it was like love and war type thing. Then I made the Fuck Love shirt and a couple other shirts. Like I made a devil head shirt with lipstick. It was called Shevil. She-Devil. It was just like a bad relationship. So
we want to beat your butt, whoever she is.
Well, like, I mean, it seemed like some pretty good work.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
inspired
gonna
a little
have
bit.
To like look that up.
I like it.
It was some good work. Some good work came out of it. So I tried to like take the the bitterness and turn it into like fashion. Mm. But yeah, I got my heart broken in 2016.
Oh.
Yeah, I was supposed to get married, this and that. Girl in Chicago, so she can't hear me. She don't know me. You remember Chicago. She remembers Chicago.
Yeah, you know, but we grow from those things, and we don't regret.
Yeah, I don't regret
it.
And
we use it as a learning experience.
That's right. Live with no regrets.
And it's a transition.
It's a transition.
And it only made you stronger. Mm-hmm.
And I actually had more fun in Chicago the last time I went. Well, not the last time, but one of the last time. In 2016 that I went, then I had with her. So it was all good. She lived in Chicago. I lived in Detroit. And I was always driving.
Doing the long distance thing.
Long distance. But we would see each other like a few times a week. It was crazy.
Okay.
Wow. So I was there like three days out of seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're a Gemini too, right?
Unfortunately.
Yes, June Gemini.
Hey, we down here, Gemini.
Stop.
It's my season.
Were you a Gemini season?
I'm as Taurus as they come.
You're a Taurus as they come.
Whoa.
I'm a Scorpio. Scorpio season right now.
What about real estate guru?
Sag.
I'll be politically correct and say I'm...
Oh my God. Hey, I used to work with her. You always feel to be correct.
Have to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is
you're just enjoying
Capricorn.
Life.
I'm enjoying life.
And what it
means. Oh, yeah, she is a
Capricorn.
Makes sense.
Those Buffalo
Capricorns
Cajun.
Love money.
What was those Buffalo Cajun wings?
Capricorns love
more than
money.
Humans. More than people.
Exactly.
That is not true.
What were those Cajun wings called?
It may be on
what's your
level.
Sign? Cajun wings. Buffalo wings today.
Oh,
you posted
the Buffalo wings.
What's your sign?
Pisces.
Ooh. Pisces are some of the sweetest people
we are
on the planet.
And I
need
your business card too.
Okay, I have some with me. I think I do.
So any love interest, anybody that's sliding in DMs or sending large contributions to campaigns like we just love Miss Tilly. Like let me just take a whole bunch of orders. I heard any love interest anywhere.
No, I'm dating my business right now.
All right. Hey, she's dating her business. That part, I love it.
Mm-hmm. See, that was a good answer.
What about you, Miss Tilly?
Let's be politically
She said,
correct.
Leave me alone.
They never divulge.
She's dating God.
The secret life is the best life, right? Yes.
Well, do you guys have any mentors?
I actually do. I took a class through Proper as Detroit, and one of my mentors was Lawrence Jackson.
Hey, okay. Mr. Jackson.
Then after that, I did the pop-up course with Ebony, and she has Trisha's Garage. Then after that, I went to Retail Boot Camp.
Okay.
And one of my mentors that I still communicate with is Sarah. And currently I'm working with Micah at with SWAT City. So these are all mentors that help me develop my brand.
Nice. Okay. And how do you get into like these, the Prosperous Detroit and the Motor City Match, or, you know, the Tech Town thing? How do you apply for that? How can you become?
Well, basically, you know, it's like a chain reaction. Like, I went to one class and I went to another class, and they give the information. It's up to you if you
want to indulge.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Tech Town, very familiar with. I've got a couple of people that are associated with running it and have businesses there. Mm-hmm. Tech Town is just someplace you show up and become a part of. Mm-hmm. Like Motor City Match, Hatch Detroit is another great one that's run that, I mean, those you just have to keep an eye out for, fill out the applications, the business plans, that kind of stuff to dive in and be a part of.
Right. So it's basically your own motivation, you know, and they're just there to assist you and to help you. And if you're willing and ready, they are able to help you develop your own vision and your plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think honestly, that's one of the big challenges is a lot of people just don't know what programs and processes and that kind of stuff are out there that they can tap into.
Well, I can kind of argue against that. Sometimes we do know. Mm-hmm. And living our everyday personal lives, it can become overwhelming, you know, and it's just hard sometimes. So, but it's good to know that it's there.
Right. And I think it's even come, like, I guess the hunger you have, because there's been times that even this year I took two classes.
Okay.
And I also have this is not associated with this, but I have a cleaning franchise that I have also. So it's like I go to work at
Detroit
the school.
Detroit entrepreneurs.
I'll go to work at the school, then I go to retail boot camp, and then after that I go clean my building. You know, and I'd be very, very tired, but it's like this is a hunger that I want. I want this restaurant to open. It's like I want to help other people, you know, so that's my motivation. But it is tiring, you know, but it's like this is what I really want at the end of the day, to help others.
And that's the thing. Not everybody's ambitious. Because there are a lot of programs and there's a lot of information, and there's some people, you know, I have mentees, some people I give information to and they do nothing with, and other people I give information to and they take off with it. So it's really about you, how bad you want it, what you're willing to do for it.
I agree.
Because it's been times that I have like been tired or even spending money. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, I ain't got to spend this money. I got a job. I got this, you know. This is someone I'm like, but everything that I've been going through, I'm looking like this is all in God's divine order. And that's just giving me the energy, you know, to just keep on pushing on. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm like, he hasn't blessed me this far for me just to say forget it. Mm-hmm. And even the people that helped me along the way, you know. So it's like that just gives me the motivation to keep on pushing on.
Absolutely. Nice. And I mean, all of you are my friends and family. And I appreciate even, you know, like back in the day when I was living in New York, Tiffany would call us like, hey, it's a Greek, who was that? A Greek movie or cast?
A television station. And the Associated Press contacted me here in Detroit, and they were coming to Detroit. So I ended up being the producer here. I called you in New York because they were coming to New York, and you became the producer there.
Right. Oh, wow. They need to know different spots. I took them around. It was like cool, and I got paid a nice little check for that. Nice. You know, seven hours of my time. And then she's like, hey, MTV, and I'm living in New York, right? MTV is looking for a designer. And I'm just like, okay, send me the information. And I ended up on MTV. I said,
and you're gonna win.
And you're gonna win. And I did win. So I work with Diddy, and I mean, it just sometimes you need that push. You need a great support system. And Terrell, with the Prosperous Detroit, you know, like I'm bartending, I'm mommy, I was substitute teaching, I'm doing Berkeley. And she's like, hey, come in, you know, sit in on this. And hey, she did it, I did it, and she invited me to the next one. I'm like, girl, I'm a little busy right now, but hey, I support you. I'll come to Tech Town and cheer you on. So, I mean, again, it's about your support group. And Mr. Bentley always looking out over there with the bottle covers. We did the Berkeley bottle cover.
And I introduced the two of you.
Yeah, you did. And she did, too. So I was
really?
Double. Yeah, we were double introduced.
So it was good to be.
Absolutely.
Yes. So what's up with that? No, so can we get into the personal life?
She's waiting on the personal life.
Well, moving on.
I guess he decided, nah, she's loving her business. She's in her seat keeping it warm. Gemini is being Gemini over here making drinks.
What about you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh. What about you? Ooh.
And you. And you.
Oh, Chrissy.
No.
Yes. Not today. Entrepreneurs.
As far as...
Booed up.
Oh, yeah. I'm most definitely booed up.
She booed up, y'all.
Yes. Yes. I'm in love with my love. It's nice to be in love. My birthday was just Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you see my gulp of wine?
So, yeah. So, I had a blast. I had a pure blast. Went to see the comedy show, The Lit SF.
What is that?
Comedy tour with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know that happened already.
Yeah, that was Saturday. So he had a host of comedians. They were very, very funny. Ricky Smiley. What's his name? Delray Davis.
D-Ray Davis. I liked him before he was like super famous. Yeah. We used to talk on the phone.
Y'all
like me.
Y'all
really
talking to her. She's the single lady area.
Oh God, yes, I'm single.
But yeah, it was nice. And then I went out to eat. A lot of people don't know about it, or a lot of people, I don't know, maybe they just really never known it was in Greektown. It's called Prism. It's a restaurant called Prism inside of Greektown Casino. Yeah, really, really nice, really upscale restaurant, like 5-star dining. You know, they bring out the warm towels to wipe your hands off before you start eating, things like that. There's a waitress, and then there's a bus girl that follows her and assists her with each one of her tables and things like that. So it was like really, really classy. Really upscale. I had a good time. You eat by candlelight, you know. So we had a couple.
I need to get a book.
It's called Prism.
Can somebody
Prism?
Take me?
Yeah.
Hopefully that's Prism. Christmas.
Yeah, PRI.
Hopefully
you will have a boyfriend next week.
Oh,
she won't have one.
Gemini and full effect. Gemini.
I can't keep no man.
I might be him.
Yeah. So yeah. So that was my weekend. But yeah, shout out to the Scorpios out there.
Hey, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, this is my real daddy. My father. Oh.
Yes.
He's a Scorpio. Because somebody be like,
oh, that's how y'all got here. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. We love the Scorpios.
That's what's up.
Well, I'm single. How much are we on time? Oh. I think it's about that time almost.
Yeah, let's close the show because we're talking about
you got
I'm
time.
Single. I'm working on self. Working on self. I'm like a hard, I guess, sell at that point. Like
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm a hard sell. I'm looking for something. What are you doing? Looking at porn?
Oh my gosh. But when you get done, I do have a question for them to wrap it up.
Yes. So yeah, my love life is a little interesting. I'm dating. I'm single. Oh, you gonna play Mace
Tell
music?
Me what you like.
Hey Mace.
Wow. Hint.
He doesn't like me anymore. But anyway.
Haters.
So I'm just waiting on the right person, the person that God, the man that God has for me. So just focus on myself. Men can sometimes distract you because you're putting majority of your energy in them. Did you eat? You know what I'm saying? Is your kitchen clean? You know what I'm saying? Can we make time for a date, sex, whatever, you know, that, you know, you kind of lose yourself. So being single, being out of a relationship, you know, I'm able to focus more on myself and still have friends and, you know, kick it. But nothing really serious. And I enjoy it. Wow. I'm 37. I got time to be married soon.
And have kids. More kids.
Well, that's cool.
Questions?
Well, my question to all four of you successful entrepreneurs, you know, what is your ultimate goal? you know, in the type of businesses that you are involved in and the things that you're doing with politics. We can start off with you.
Well, right now I'm I'm in leadership in the district, the 14th Congressional District, and other parts of the party.
Right.
And, of course, I'm in leadership in the state now. Well, I'll be sworn in January 8th.
Congratulations. Yay. Amen. Yay. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, entrepreneurs.
But I also, nationally and internationally, I want to be involved in politics.
Okay.
So still trying to figure out how that fits in. But like with my MBA, I studied in Brazil, Italy, China, Hong Kong, Costa Rica. And I'm finishing up my second master's in international relations with a concentration in international development.
Wow.
So, congratulations.
She'll be going for a doctorate next week.
Is that the beanie? Is that the beanie? Is that the beanie hat?
She has 1,000 degrees.
Yes, I want that
PhD
one.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, what about you, Chef?
Can you say this question again?
What's the next level?
What's your ultimate goal
is to have a restaurant. I would like to have like meals on the go. I would like to do seminars, do one-on-one nutrition planning, like with my customers, different things like that.
Okay.
That's my ultimate goal. And just to basically create a utopia dining experience for my customers. I want them to come there if they have like autoimmune deficiencies, different things like that, just to feel like they're in Atlanta all good. Like they just can just relax.
Create an experience for them.
Like, what's this cooked in? You know, they just know that it's all good and they can enjoy themselves.
Nice.
Love it. Goals.
My ultimate goal with Love Life Swagger is to merge markets with like streetwear, luxury, and also technology all in one and kind of like one company. Cause like, I really think it's a fashion company, but technology is like a big part of how you view fashion. So I'm currently working on ideas to like make tech savvy garments or tech savvy type marketing strategies.
That's
really the future with 5G coming out and like
wearable tech's a bigger thing.
Yeah, wearable techs, yes, wearable textile, 5G technology, like pretty soon everything we do is going to be like a digital footprint of us, of a, an augmented reality of like different garments. And so it's really like a whole tech thing that I have a goal with too. But right now, tomorrow, I'm actually merging street and luxury and art all in one. The next week, I'll be working on the tech.
Love it.
Yes,
great.
That's my goal.
I like the bartender.
And what about you, Miss Ricky?
Just pretty much bringing the bar life to your personal experience. creativity, knowledge about what you drink, and that's about it.
Sweet.
Sweet and simple.
Love it. Are you working with anyone? Like, I know there's like a, you know, I had to kind of like say it-ish. Hint to it. It's a new restaurant that we want to give a shout out to. Hopefully we have them on
Lee
soon.
Lee Culture Cafe off Gratiot, Eastern Market area. Drew, hey, thanks. One of my biggest, best clients. Yes, we have the opportunity to be a part of the bar and thank you.
Love it.
Love it.
What about you, ladies?
Right.
Yes.
What about Berkeley?
Well, this is about closet conversations right now.
So what about closet conversations? What's your vision? What's
closet conversations? Vision?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, of course, and the ultimate goal would be to get nationally syndicated.
Hey,
oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. Cut me a check. Right there. Dave, cut us a check.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
But each week, I mean, we're growing. I think we're becoming more comfortable on the mic. Last week, I don't even know where I was saying I was. It could have been, you know, the top shelf martini drink. But yeah, just becoming more comfortable.
Right.
Having interesting topics, interesting guests. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Last
for the most
week,
part, just gaining an audience and
absolutely getting our following
getting feedback.
Yes.
On, you know, on what they like, what they didn't like, things like that. So it's definitely a wonderful experience for us, and we are definitely glad that you four successful entrepreneurs came to see us today.
Well, definitely,
we appreciate.
Us.
Yeah, thank we appreciate. You.
And we are wearing Berkeley, of course. Let's
yep,
quickly
we
show.
We sure are.
Yeah. Ooh, that part about here's my
Ooh,
yay!
Ooh, I like
that.
Okay.
Can I see this?
Ooh.
Can yeah. I get a dress like that or something?
Yeah. Like, she's not going to get this back. She's not getting this back, so I will be, like, cashing out on this.
Well, yeah. Well,
so, wait, is this a shirt?
This actually,
a skirt?
Okay,
a shirt?
Right.
It's not. Don't you be over here textile designing and
Ooh.
And
right.
What's that one that was stealing everybody's ideas?
I like that.
Yeah, it's so nice, isn't it?
It's so good.
It actually,
I thought it was around your waist.
I knew yours wasn't, but I thought it was around your waist.
You can put it on over some pants, or if you're really risky, maybe some booty shorts underneath
I like that.
Yeah,
I like it.
So wonderful. Like,
I like that.
Okay. My sister's like, send one to me. Nice. I got Jordan. So, I got you, baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just multitasking business. And, yes.
And collaborating things.
Absolutely.
You know, we got our podcast, and then I definitely support her Berkeley brand. Any chance I get to purchase something from her, I'm already a shopaholic. So, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you again. I think this is about our time. We appreciate you taking out the time and coming to talk to us and inspiring
our
audience and inspiring the both of us and hopefully everybody at the
Most
table.
Definitely.
Check me out on the Well Nights on December the 1st from 11 to 8 o'clock.
Awesome. I was just about to say, go around and shout yourself out, girl.
Okay.
All right. Noel Knight, the Paleo Princess down at Noel Knight. She will have those cookies.
Ooh.
Those Paleo cookies.
Cookies for Santa.
Ooh, for Santa.
Okay. Where would that be located?
It'd be located right on the corner of Warren and Woodward. We'd be in a heated tent.
Okay.
And it'd be 30 vendors inside of that tent.
Okay. Cool beans. Make sure to follow Miss Tiffany Tilly and support her and inside of the state of, what is it, Board of, tell me again.
State Board of Education.
There you go. State Board of Education. You see, I'm not into politics. Okay.
State of the Board.
State of the Union address. Yeah, just kidding. I'm learning. Oh, so support Miss Tilly, please. Send her out a congratulations as well. Follow you on Instagram.
Instagram, Love Life Swagger. I'm on there every day, all day, and today. follow me on Love Life Swagger. All new products, all new website coming. Website will be up in about 5 to 6 days.
Hey.
Nice. Okay. And Top Shelf Bartini, no S. That's Top Shelf Bartini, B as in beautiful, A R T as in Tom, I N I.
And if you need a visual, I got
Top Shelf.
Okay, the card is still in here from the other day.
No,
you
I brought
call
more.
My girl. Oh, no, that one was still there in the center of the table.
That's good.
So we marketing.
Thanks, thank you.
Thank you again. Any closing?
Like,
yes, please put in your purse.
Yes, take it. Collaboration, entrepreneurs.
And of course, definitely don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Closet with a K.
Conversations with a K with a Z on the end.
Though. Closet _ conversations with a Z on Instagram. So follow us on Instagram.
And on Facebook too. Like our page.
Yeah, like our page.
Tuesdays, 9 to 10 p.m. live from podcast. I can't get that out. Podcast Detroit's downtown location inside of the Detroit Shipping Company.
Detroit Shipping Company.
All right. Love y'all. Good night. God bless.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Ooh.